Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to help. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my friends, wherever you are in the world, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, your change advocate, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we hope to inspire change and choice, because this is your life. Live it your way. Today, I have with me a guest. I'm so excited to be speaking with Dr. Marianne Pinkston. This woman is a brilliant physician and a brilliant healer. And I say that because she found ways to change her life and her body. And if that's not healing, I don't know what is. And so she's both here as a patient, as a physician, as a businesswoman, as a woman who's chosen to live in different cities to decide, you know, is it better to live in the country or the city? You know, what's best for her body, her mind, her story? So I just really am so excited that she agreed to come on my show today. And again, I love this, the quote, what if healing isn't something that happens to you, but something that awakens within you, right? And so you are a physician and a healer. You're so much more than just a physician, right? It's just one label,
right,
of a multifaceted personality. And so I always start the first segment of the show really with your backstory, right? How'd you become a physician? How did you transition into your standard medical school? This is what I know. This is all I know. To the lady and brilliant human that is much more multifaceted today. So can you help us on the arc of your hero's journey, heroine's journey, life story? What got you into medicine? You know, how did it all start for you?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you. I'm honored to be here and share my story. That's the essence of it all, right? Is to be an example. And so thank you very much for your kind words. I always wanted to be a physician. My grandfather was, you know, farmer, tilled the land, but he also was, you know, very sensitive to his surroundings and healing. And he was just a healer. And the man was my absolute hero. So I always wanted to be a physician and had my eye on it from a young age and wrapped my arms around it and went for it and did it. And, you know, not without some ups and downs, but definitely achieved it. And, you know, I think I brought that sense of healing and responsibility for healing for my grandfather into the contemporary world. I, you know, transitioned into integrative and functional medicine fairly early on. You know, we are taught that natural healing and holistic healing is a, you know, is a quackery, a practice of quackery. It is highly demonized, which is horrible. But my center was always wrapped in, you know, the sense that really there is something important there. And so, you know, the way I view it is that we can take the best of both worlds. So contemporary medicine has some wonderful things, right? And great science. And so I wrap my arms around that. Natural medicine, so to speak, holistic medicine, functional medicine has its wonderful things. And each side can go off, you know, too far in each direction. Mm-hmm. So you take the best of both worlds, yet integrate it together. And I think that's what makes the perfect storm for a physician. I think every integrative physician, provider, healer has a story. And, you know, the light bulb goes off at one point. It's either something personal for yourself or something that you've experienced with someone else that you love, and mine are both. But my story is I developed rheumatoid arthritis, and I say, you know, quote unquote, air quote, rheumatoid arthritis, because it's still, you know, an autoimmune disease, you know, can express itself in many different ways, but it's just autoimmune. And we all know there's many different ways that comes to be. And, you know, diabetes, cancer, had melanoma, had high cholesterol, hypertension. I was 300 pounds, so
Wow.
I gained enough weight to carry now almost probably a little over two of me now. And and I just wasn't living a congruent life with what I know to be good for patients, good for my children, but the stress. I think mostly it's that, the stress. I think you've got the things in the environment, the things that we're all up against, right? Microplastics and EMF and so many issues. And then about 47 is when I finally hit that place where I think most women, most people hit, and they call it a midlife crisis, but I actually beg to differ. I really call it the midlife touchdown for me, because I
I love
finally
that.
realized, right? I finally realized that there's so much more if I can just cut the cord of all of, the traumas and the people pleasing and, all of those things that I have tried to do my entire life, giving myself and my life away. And, decided that it's time to kind of let that person go and reinvent myself. And I think a lot of people go through that about that age where I don't care what people think anymore. It's not that I don't care what people think. I do, but I don't care what they think in regard to my business and what's best for me. So I cut a lot of ties, had a pretty traumatic divorce and into a business and lots of transition there. And that's when I decided to lose weight. So, give up your food addiction at the time where, you're going through the most stress, right? Easy, and no regard to being easy at all. But I decided to do it. And that's where everything kind of culminated and happened. So I lost 180 pounds. Right now I'm about 115. I'd like to weigh a little more, but I've worked out and become, very athletic. I have, kind of a stage ready, another air quote, stage ready body that, I could do a competition. And, but I think the wonderful thing about these types of goals is that they don't end. They're an evolution and a process. 10 years later, I've lost all that weight. 10 years later, the weight has stayed off and I'm continuing to develop more goals for myself. But what I love about it is now that I am an example for my patients and for my children and for those around me that it is something that can be accomplished. You can change every single thing about your life that you don't like, and you can make it yours. And I wish I'd done it 30 years ago, but here we are,
So
finally.
I'm going to ask you two questions about that, and I love number one, that I can, right? Henry Ford says, whether you can or you can't, you're right. And as an adult, we are responsible for our choices, our actions, our thoughts, our beliefs. We're not as children. They get indoctrinated in us. And we have to sometimes break out of those boxes and those prisons. But responsible means response, able to respond, which is
Well
such an
said.
interesting our words. So just hearing that you lost 180 pounds, right? And this was before GLP-1s were even available.
Yes.
So many, and I have seen patients do that. And so I too know it's possible. I've watched, and again, possible, impossible is
Right.
spelled I'm possible.
That's beautiful.
Same word,
I
right? So it's so much is like playing with language and voice and all that. But I'd love for people, you glanced over so quickly. I just got over my food addiction. Well, that's not, a lot of people have addiction to drugs and cigarettes and food and exercise and even eating disorders on the other way, right? To bulimia and anorexia. So turning a switch, how did you just turn the switch and go, I'm done with this addiction? That's pretty fascinating. So give us some ha a little bit of the how and the why for people to see what is possible for them.
That's great, and I'm glad you bring that up. And so I think that it wasn't really that I got over an addiction. I just finally faced it. And
Beautiful.
like any addiction, it's still there. It still rears its ugly head once in a while. But like anybody that faces recovery from, from something tumultuous like that in your life, you're always fighting it to some extent. But I spent 13 years going back and forth. I drop 20, gain 40, drop 40, gain 80. I mean, it was just
Whoa.
the yo-yo, like everybody does. And I was taking advantage of all the things that I'd seen and heard in the billion-dollar industry. I know I'm a physician, but they don't teach us anything about nutrition and weight loss, correct
Right.
and whatnot. So, yeah, maybe a doctor, but I had to learn all of that and go through the same mistakes that everybody else goes through. But I think at one point, and I remember the moment very clearly, and I think this is what people go through when they face, addictions, is that I remember coming around my car and getting in my car, and I could barely, fit and barely sit down and barely get under the wheel. And my visor was down with the mirror open, and I just looked at myself, and there was just that moment where I was just physically and mentally exhausted from this person that was sitting there looking in the mirror. And it was just a decision that I really want this. I really want things to change. I really want to be different. I don't want to face my problems, with food and I just really want this. Now, that decision wasn't the end of the story at all, right?
Right.
That was the beginning.
Beginning.
It was the
Yeah.
beginning of the hard work that came ahead of me. But I think what the difference is at that moment is the accountability. And, I just know I am responsible for me and what I put in my mouth and what I'm doing to myself. I'm responsible for the self-sabotage. I'm responsible for letting the traumas of my life or whatever overcome me. And it was just a decision that I just am tired and I don't want this anymore. Now, facing it is a trick. And I think that what I needed to learn was at the heart, the heart and the science of what it is that causes us to have these addictions. Because what can happen in many people is they can give up one addiction, like a food addiction, and turn to another. So
Well,
you
we replace habits with other.
thank
We
you.
the brain needs the. What we're doing is actually minimizing our energy load. We don't have to think. So we're using
Yes.
until we get to the underneath of
Yes.
why am I reaching for X, Y, or Z?
Absolutely,
Right.
absolutely. And there is a whole science underneath that we're finally beginning to unravel. The dopamine surges that we're
Yeah.
looking for because we're miserable one minute and this gives us a high and a happiness, but then it crashes after. Then the guilt falls in, then the shame comes in. And there's just this mental cycle, like a hamster wheel, that we just are on with it. And again, it was just a decision that I'm just exhausted from it. I just don't want that anymore. And what I began to do was correct some of the underlying issues. There's a hormone issue, there's a thyroid issue, there's a stress, adrenal, cortisol issue. That is the majority of what causes us to be, have that addiction process. And then there's diabetes. I was diabetic at the time, and diabetes that wants sugar all the time. It just drives that.
Right.
Even just insulin resistance. If it's not full-blown diabetes, the insulin resistance drives it. And so the thing that I'm into lately now is the nervous system dysregulation.
Right.
You got your two, you got your parasympathetic and your sympathetic nervous system, and that sympathetic is the bear is chasing you all the time, and type A, and you got to go and you got to get it done, and you don't sleep well, and there all those things compounded into it. So I really had to learn how to flip those things in my own body chemistry to finally make it work for me. And I still, every once in a while, there was an issue this weekend that hit me in pretty serious, issue, complication of sorts. And what was the first thing I wanted to do? Run to the kitchen, get in the pantry. It still hits me. But there is just that, again, that accountability and that decision, even 10 years later, is that I want the life I have and the health I have now more than what I
And the
have,
quick fix. Yeah.
than the quick
We're going to
fix.
take our first break, and I think this is a perfect time to take it. Everybody, you're listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back because we're here talking with Dr. Marianne Pinkston, and we're going to learn so much more because it's more than just weight loss, it's more than just getting over addiction. It's living the life you want to live. And that's, let's just all remember, we're here to live this one life the way we want to live it for us. So come right back and we'll go to our first break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, this is Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love to remind you that we have a book of the same name, Your Healing Playground, with tips and tools from speakers, from myself, that you can read, you can share with friends. You can buy it on Amazon or my website, drtinaplays.com. So go out and get a book, Your Healing Playground, because life is your play and your playground. And the best way to heal is by having pleasure and play in your life. I have with me today Marianne Pinkston, who lost 180 pounds and really was able to reverse disease. So as a physician, reversing disease, we were taught that wasn't possible. Right. You proved it's possible. So again, the steps you took, you make the choice. I don't want this life. I don't want this body to be sick. What were the steps you took to get you to the other side?
So I think the thing that strikes me most looking back is the fact that I needed support and help. So, you know, being a physician, I'm, you know, a mom and in control of my life, supposedly. And, you know, this is just something I just need to do. I need the willpower. I just need to take care of it and just need to do it. and facing it alone. And I realized that that wasn't working. None of that was, it's BS completely. And even as a physician, there was so much I didn't know and I needed to learn, but I just needed support. So I had a, you know, wonderful set of physicians. I had a great trainer that I'm still with 10 years later. I am still with her. And oh my gosh, with the nutrition and support. And, you know, I went through a very difficult time in losing weight with all the divorce and everything. She was just a good support system for me several times a week, right? And then I had a lady who is Sandy Townsend, who is you know, a counselor that works with eating disorders. And so binge eating disorders, what we, you know, ultimately we diagnosed me with, and then the food addiction. And the food addiction, I think, is more of a stress response. It's, you know, when I'm feeling down, when I've had my needs aren't met, you know, I reach for that, get a great dopamine surge. And then, you know, the crash afterwards where you feel that guilt and shame. And so she helped me kind of face those things. And then even my family and everybody else behind me. I mean, it really does take a village to, you know, say it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to overcome something so significant, you know, in your life. And that was definitely 300, being 300 pounds and very sick was definitely significant. And so the support. And I took those measures to reach out to people. And
I'm going to interrupt you for 1 minute.
Absolutely.
Because what you just said, I really want to highlight.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For all the doctors, all the patients out there.
Yeah.
Support system, a yes. community, a not feeling you have to do it alone. The way our Western medical system is set up is very one-on-one instead of community-based,
right.
group classes, group support. And we rose as a species in collaboration with others.
Mm-hmm.
By mm-hmm. ourselves, if we're in the jungle, we're not likely to survive.
Exactly.
And so, but we have this rugged individualism, especially, my God, you're from Texas, in America.
That's right.
And so I really do want to put that out for our listeners. You're not weak if you need help.
Right.
You're not
right.
weak if you need support.
Right.
You're not weak if you say, I can't do it by myself.
Right.
And that I'm saying it so I hear it.
Right.
I'm saying it for, you know, Dr. Pinkston, but I just want people to remember that we do better in a tribe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I just really wanted to emphasize that because that's so beautiful.
Thank you. And really it was a turning point, you know, to be able to, first of all, just admit that I had problems, you know, and that I really didn't, not that I guess I couldn't do it on my own, but just didn't, shouldn't do it on my own. It's a big difference. And I think what people, you know, run into in the weight loss atmosphere is that it's just a willpower situation. And yeah, there is some of that. You do have to have some willpower to walk in and you know, alert yourself that, wait a minute, this is a behavior. This is something that, mm-hmm. you know, not that I shouldn't be doing, but this is just not working for me. And it's not what my body really needs. So what does my body really need? And to take those moments to actually listen to myself. And if I couldn't do it, you know, if I reached for something I shouldn't have, okay. Not to shame myself into, you know, back into, well, that's it. I'll throw up my hands. I failed, you know, and I'll start all over again later. And just maintain that consistency of, you know, giving up that self-sabotage, giving up that mindset that I'm it's all or nothing, or that it's all willpower, and accept the fact that I do need help. And you are so right. It takes absolutely more strength to admit that and to accept help than it does to just, you know, do it on your own and just put your foot down and trudge through. That is, when you do something like that, you're actually feeding yourself a lie. You're feeding yourself a story, and you're almost enabling yourself to continue, you know, bad behavior. And I don't want to use the word bad, but maladaptive behaviors that, you know, are not helping you. And And so, again, it just knowing that you set up systems wherever everybody's so different and what works for them.
Right.
And so I'll give my example for my trainer, Sonia Renee, who's there in Romish in San Antonio, who is somebody that set up a system of accountability for me. So what my problem was in exercise is that I mean well, and I'm going to go do it, but I wake up and I'm tired and my rheumatoid arthritis, you know, I'm hurting. And, you know, I knew she was going to show up. And if I called her an hour before, she was already there. I wasted her time. I wasted my money. So I would show up, and then I was glad I showed up, and then it became a habit. And then it, you know, so you see how it just, you know, develops. And that was what worked for me. And each person needs to find that place and that source of what works for them. So accountability works for me. Tracking and showing her what I was eating and being honest about it. That was another, you know, another accountability effort. And so, again, it doesn't work for everybody, but that's just what worked for me.
What I heard from somebody, which was interesting, it was an accountability triangle, which I thought was really fascinating. So if you have three people in the triangle, you're accountable to her, she's accountable to someone else, and then someone else is accountable to you. It keeps everybody stronger.
Yes.
Right? Because it's not two people like, oh, I want to be nice, I'm going to let her slide.
Right, exactly.
You know? And the seesaw of we get to be friendly, so I'm less of a hard ass to her.
Right.
And I thought that was a fascinating, like, the strength in threes, right? And the other thing I want to point out is, and I talk to patients about this with food, with cigarettes, the awareness of knowing, oh, I just did my habit. I reached for the cigarette. I reached for the chips. Yesterday, I knew I was still overtired, hungry, and I was at a place, and I was like, I'm gonna have a bag of chips because I'm hungry. Like, and that's not in my health food list, especially it had corn oil or canola oil and not my avocado oil chips. And it was like, it's one day, one time. And, you know, I'm not gonna, it doesn't define me for the rest of the week.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, because I find people, you know, because now I work in this sphere, you know, weight loss, and try to bring that to other people and help other people do it as well. And what I tell people is that you know, and ultimately, you know, you take a vacation, you're gone for a week, you eat and drink more than you should, you get back, you know, you're 5 to 7 pounds heavier, and it's like, well, I blew it. That's it. And then you just give up. And
right.
Have to do with all of that is just say, okay, I was human. I have to be human sometimes. And so I did that, but I'm back now, and it may take an extra week or two to get caught up again. It's all water weight anyway, and inflammation that you just did to yourself. You didn't gain all that fat back, but you know, I'll spend an extra week getting that off, but I'll just get back and get on top of it. And I think the thing that spoke to me the most, that helped me ultimately, was again, in my support system, the lady who was helping me with my eating disorder said, you know, you keep looking at it like, you know, you're just going to be really, really good for 6 months and really put your heart into it. And then, you know, you're going to lose all this weight and then it's over. And she said, Marian, it's going to take you 2 years probably to do this, but 2 years is going to pass anyway. And so that really spoke to me that, you know, I look backwards and all the diets have started and stopped, all the times that I've shamed myself and given up, and, you know, and I could have done it by now if I'd just been a little bit patient with myself and realized that that wasn't the end of the world because I put back on a little weight. It wasn't the end of the world. Just get back on track, be good to myself, and look in the mirror and say, okay, I'm accountable. I did that, but I am going to continue. And then ultimately 2 years passed and there I was, 100, you know, I took a little longer for the 180, but 160 was gone, and it happened. And it was just staying consistent with
progress over perfection. And that's a perfect time for us to take our break. We have our second break. You're listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. My guest today is Dr. Marianne Pinkston. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Please come right back to learn even more about integrative lifestyle medicine and Dr. Pinkston's new book. Not book, business.
Business. Maybe both.
There we go.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you're interested in what I have in store, go to drtinaplays.com. My new website is coming up. You'll see all about my aliveness method and how to bring yourself back to life with more aliveness, more energy, more joy in your life. Today, I have with me Dr. Marianne Pinkston, and she also is quite alive. She's got so much going on. She is an integrative medicine doc. She is a doctor and a healer. She healed herself from disease, and we're learning all about her and her new life and her new business. Dr. Marianne, tell me, when you started to lose the weight, did the diabetes, 180 pounds, my friends, without GLP-1s, changing her attitude, getting a team, having support, recognizing that there were addictions. And I would say the addictions, this just hit me right now. The addictions we all have really are an addiction to beating ourselves up from having emotions.
True.
That's really at the core, as we've been taught, it's not okay to have emotions.
Right.
Especially guilt. So we end up with guilt and shame because we're trying to numb the emotions because we're not allowed to feel the emotions. And then we have more emotions. And then, so this is where all these addictions come from. We're not enough. We're unworthy. We're not loved. Because we're not whole humans, because we're children, and we've been taught we're not allowed to have freaking emotions, which is part of the human condition.
Yes.
So it just hit me. Sorry, I had to throw that in.
You're right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I, you know, the divine feminine, the feminine part of every human is the energy, which is energy in motion, which is emotion. but the divine feminine. And again, not the female, but the feminine, the heart part of us, the energy part of us, is what's been just destroyed for 5,000 years.
Yeah.
Be strong, be stand tall, be powerful, stand in your power. Don't be stoic and be alone and prove that you can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stuck in that. That was the voice inside constantly. And it's not that I didn't have any tools that I needed to rely on. You know, when you're 300 pounds and you're diabetic and cancer and rheumatoid arthritis, there's a lot to work on there. It's not like losing 30 or 50 pounds, 180 pounds. I needed some tools. So I took advantage of some of those things. But I think the main thing, though, was just the consistency and the persistence of desire to overcome that. Now,
you had a dream.
Yeah, I had a dream.
Your dream.
And to nurture myself, like you say, we are taught to stuff emotion. I was taught that as a kid vicariously. My parents were very strong on that. You stuff things down. You don't hurt. You don't pay attention. Rub some dirt in it. If you fall down, just get up and keep going. And and eventually, I think there was just a part of me that kept denying, you know, the truth about myself and my needs and taking care of everybody else first and denying myself that I think played a huge, huge role in this and plays a huge role in many people's issues. If it's not an addiction, you know, there's something underneath there that you are doing. And you're right about the self-sabotage there. It is. It's doing it. You're setting yourself up to fail. And so we have to create a new vision of ourselves that, you know, I deserve to feel better. I deserve to look better. I deserve to feel sexy. I deserve to be, you know, in my late 50s and long blonde hair and long nails and whatever it is I want. You know, you deserve to, you also deserve to feel the hurt. You deserve to go backward and look at things and pick it apart and say, no, that's not right. And then develop boundaries. I think this one's the most important thing for me, was to develop boundaries where I say no to people. I can say it nicely.
Right. Yeah. I can
say no, that I'm not going to participate in that any longer. I'm not going to be that person that gets stepped on any longer, that wants to please everybody, and be true to me and my emotions. And just that, I think on top of everything, that was most important.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I'm just curious, I would imagine with a lot of weight coming off, diabetes start to get better, but how did that turn over into the rheumatoid arthritis and the other stuff? Because that's, you know, they're the same but different, right? It's inflammation. It's, again, not being true to yourself. It's autoimmunity. But how did it spill over into your other illnesses?
Great, great, great question. Because honestly, 10 years later, I'm still figuring that out. And I still have rheumatoid arthritis, but, you know, and maybe occasionally the insulin resistance tries to be, you know, once you have diabetes, it truly never goes away. It just, you know, goes into remission basically. And so it'll rear its ugly head once in a while if I get off track just a little bit. You know, I have a great sense of the ability to turn it around at this point and just get back on track. Like I said earlier, it really is, you know, you're going to be human. It's okay. I don't beat myself up anymore. And I just get back on track and I win every time now. And I just allow that. But I think with the main thing that bothers me at this point is the rheumatoid arthritis. And I've looked at that for over 20 years, and believe me, I've done everything possible to try to get rid of it. And what I have realized is that it is my adrenal and cortisol system hell bent to just destroy me. Honestly, I'm constantly in a place where I guess I put myself here in a way, but you know, I never felt safe as a kid, as a young woman, you know, in a marriage, and there was always something pushing me to try to just take care of myself as much as I could, but then again, take care of everybody else around me, because if I didn't, that was failing. And so that push, 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 and that drive all the time just turned my gut health, you know, into, you know, drove it into oblivion. The inflammation, my immune system was turned on and always on. And, you know, the hormonal health and everything, you know, failed. And it was just a constant drive to beat me and bring my health backwards. Once I figured that out, I figured out I can actually control my inflammation and control my pain. Or not, I've been working with a great man by the name of Brandon Day, and I have a podcast, and I'll say it briefly, but I have a podcast, and I had Brandon on the podcast, and we talked about that and how that nervous system dysregulation from your childhood and whatnot drives that chronic pain and that chronic inflammation. It's like my body's comfortable with that. It knows it and it understands it. And that was my go-to. That's how I express all that pain that's deep inside, that emotional pain deep inside, and that I don't have to succumb to that any longer. And so my inflammation's going down 10 years later, and, you know, and my emotional health is much better, and my peace. I'm finally, you know, finding peace in my life. Boy, that is something that if you can attain that, I mean, you've hit it, you know, you've really, really attained a wonderful place in life, and it's hard to get to, but you have to just realize that all of that, you know, that breakdown in the body and that inflammation is driven by something, and it's fear and not feeling self and pain. And then all the teaching that you just got to go, 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 and just get it done and succeed at everything you do, never fail at anything, you know, all these things. And it just drove all of that. So it was kind of a, to answer your question, finally, it was kind of a two-step, you know, situation, the weight and, you know, the physical issues that surround that. And then there was the mental issues surround it. And that has taken a lot longer. But again, it is just the accountability of I want a different life and I'm going to stay true to it. And then a process of it, just a step at a time, a minute at a time, a day at a time. And, you know, just stay with it, that consistency, and just don't give up. It really, really is possible. You just cannot give in, cannot give up.
And I invite people to, you know, the core of so much is loving ourselves.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nature doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
Everything is here for a reason. And if you were born, so I had one of my mentors had his mentor on one of our coaching things. And he said, the hardest thing you'll ever do is be born. And I joke, but not joke, that you literally were a universe, sperm, egg, and an explosion, Big Bang Theory, and you were one cell. And without this tyranny of this brain, the collaborative energy of all the cells coming together to form a human body is divine intelligence. And I don't care your religion. It's not about religion. It's about, we don't yet know how to make a baby in the lab. Okay. We still need a sperm and an egg and let nature somehow grow it. Right. And so there's something beyond our intelligence that built us. Yeah. And 85% of those embryos never make it to a live born.
Right.
And so if you're here, you are worthy, you are strong, you are a survivor, and you were gifted this life to thrive. Love yourself. Gotcha. You don't really, that first day of life, the baby is like a miracle, it was born. And by day two, what is it doing?
Yeah.
And we forgot, we're just allowed to be.
Yes.
Right? And so we have to take our last break, but that fighting with the brain and the tyranny of what do I have to do? And do I have to be perfect? And do I have to study this? And do I let that all go, folks? Find peace that you were put on this planet to be in this jigsaw puzzle of life.
Yes.
And you are here because you chose to be here, and the nature chose you to be here. And love yourself into being here. Love yourself into being here. And that was huge for me. And, you know, so we're going to take our last break. Again, I have with us Dr. Marianne Pinkston. I'm Dr. Tina Coopersmith, the host of Your Healing Playground. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back. I want to hear more about your new adventures.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground with me, your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, please, please, please subscribe, share it with friends, listen to it. It really helps get the word out. I do this out of love for in my heart for everyone to really live their biggest, best life. Life is your playground, and I want you to play with this one and glorious life that you have. So share this with friends. And today, my friend with me is Dr. Marianne Pinkston. She also is an integrative medicine, lifestyle medicine doctor. She's done miraculous things to heal her body. She has chosen to, because we can do this, live the life of her dreams. And she lives both in Texas and Montana. Tell us a little about that. She's starting a new business because, again, being a physician is one of many labels. And you are bigger than your labels. You are bigger than anything anyone ever tells you. You are the you that you feel in your heart, not the expression. And you get to express yourself as you. Let your inner you drive the bus, not the inner survivor child and all the stories that everybody else puts on you from first impressions, this and that. So tell us more about breaking out of the mold of being more than a doctor.
Yeah. Wow. So I think that is the essence of it all. And I know people are, you know, listening to various programs and looking at, you know, different things on the web or whatnot, looking for the magic button. You know, just press this button and poof, everything is right. Good. And it just doesn't exist. There was no magic button. I promise. It was hard work. And it goes back to lifestyle and, you know, and to exercise and eating well. All of those things are absolutely true. And they're true now. And there was more to it, though. It was that transition into trying to find inner peace, because I really, you know, going through a divorce and choosing to do my weight loss during that time. And, you know, I lost a business. I lost a lot of things. I lost a lot of things and started over, completely started over. What I did though was embrace it instead of, you know, instead of just fall into the fear of it, succumb to it. I embraced it and used it to dig just deeper and to find that place where I am taking care of me. I figure if I take care of myself, I can take care of my children better. I can take care of my patients better. And, you know, I was locked
in the oxygen mask on the plane.
Thank you. That's the glorious example. And everybody uses it. And it's true. And, you know, I was in my business, which still exists in San Antonio. I have my clinic in San Antonio. I'm very proud of it. You know, 30 years I've seen, you know, over 40,000 people and, you know, I've taught over 11,000 hours of, you know, practitioners and students and you know, people to, get into integrative medicine. I've taken, you know, tens of thousands of hours of achieving a new board certification and, you know, all these things. But, you know, where in all of that was me?
Yeah.
And I lost myself in that drive just to work and be perfect, be perfect mom, perfect daughter, perfect everything, wife and all, and lost myself. And I think that is where the disease and the weight came from. And it just kept sending me signals, you know, you can't live like this, Marianne, you can't do this. And so ultimately,
what are we doing now?
Right.
We got our last 5 minutes. Tell us exactly what we're doing. No, don't apologize.
You're good.
No apologizing. I just want to know the really amazing stuff you're doing now.
The thing I'm doing now, I'm newly married and a friend of 26 years. We decided to spend split time between Montana and Texas. And I also have another friend of mine, Jennifer Sirogi, who we have joined together to develop this new business, New Bloom. And it is taking what I've done and giving it to people and showing you those steps. So if that's
beautiful,
something that people are interested in, mynewbloom.com, mynewbloom.com is where you get started. And if you're ready to take your journey, and everybody's journey is different. So if you're ready to take that journey, again, you need that support. And that is the exclamation mark on everything. And so we wanted to provide that support and do it right. Mm-hmm. There's a right way and a wrong way, but no one way to do it, but there is a right way and wrong way. So we wanted to do that. And of course I have, my love is in my podcast. You know, it's free. You were on it. Thank you. And so that is drpbetterlife.com. And I have a lot of great people talking about issues such as this, and the weight loss is there, but other things too. We talk about the GLPs. We talk about gut health. We talk about, you know, mm-hmm. Medical and psychological help and whatnot. So those are my loves. And so Montana and the podcast and New Bloom, that is where I still have my clinic in San Antonio. I'm still very much there for my patients as well. But doing things for myself now after 30 years, it's a kind of semi-retirement, I guess, and doing things for me now is what's healing me and giving me back my power to help others and give that gift to others. That's the goal.
So I invite what I'm hearing about it, right, is you love to heal, you love to connect with patients, you or the world, and you're doing it with a balanced lifestyle where you are not lost in the process. And when we talk even about marriage, right, I had to leave a marriage as well after 30 years and have to want to, whatever it was, I felt I couldn't be completely me in that relationship. And I don't know why, but I couldn't, right? And that was also such a transition, and I failed, right? I failed at this lifetime of marriage that, you know, I look now, and again, that was a story because women were sold into marriage as political legal alliances. No other friendship has to be in the same constraints for the entire your life, right? But I had to, that was so hard. And then the guilt of walking, right? And so we all have our own journeys, our business, the ups and the downs of business, the ups and the downs of health, the ups and the downs. But in the down, actually, we can grow back and grow new roots, new branches, new fruit, new leaves. That's what trees do. That's what forest fires, or even the garden in my freaking kitchen, when I forget sometimes and doesn't get water for a few days and all the plants kind of die. Right. The ones that survive bloom better later. It's amazing. So newbloom.com, drpbetterlife.com, my friends, balance, friendship, support, doing what you love to do in your life. I love to help people.
Yes.
I am a healer no matter what, but I'm finding on my podcast, as Dr. Pinkston is finding on hers, I can potentially heal more people if I speak on a podcast. And so I invite you to share this podcast, share these lessons with your friends, know that you can do life. And Dr. Pinkston, You are a tribute to the world of knowing your truth and living more true to who you really are rather than people's labels of you.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.